Removal of cap for fishing crew work visa in New Zealand. A comprehensive overview. The New Zealand government has introduced a significant policy change to address the ongoing labour shortages in the fishing industry. Effective 2nd December 2024, the annual cap on the number of foreign workers eligible for a fishing crew work visa will be removed. This initiative aims to support the seafood industry's economic contribution and ensure the sustainability of operations by allowing employers to recruit additional skilled overseas crew members. Implications of the policy change for the fishing industry. The fishing industry is a cornerstone of New Zealand's economy, employing over 12,000 workers and generating more than $2 billion in export revenue for the year ending June 2024. Despite this, the sector has faced persistent challenges in filling critical roles on fishing vessels. Immediate relief for skill shortages. The removal of the annual cap of 940 workers provides employers with greater flexibility to address labor shortages. Employers can now hire foreign crew members without being constrained by a numerical limit, enabling smoother operations and enhanced productivity across the industry. Requirements for hiring foreign fishing crew. While the cap removal simplifies the recruitment process, employers are still required to comply with strict immigration protocols to ensure fair labor practices and adherence to New Zealand's employment standards. Approval in principle APE. For employers seeking to recruit 7 or more overseas crew members for a single vessel, obtaining approval in principle APE from Immigration New Zealand INS remains mandatory. This measure ensures that recruitment aligns with industry regulations and safeguards the interests of both local and foreign workers. Key steps to obtain APE. Submit a detailed application to INS demonstrating the necessity of hiring overseas crew. Provide evidence of efforts to recruit and train local workers. Confirm adherence to employment and safety standards. Pause allocation process for cap year 2024-2025. To facilitate the transition to the cap-free policy, the current allocation process for the cap year 31st October 2024 to 31st October 2025 has been paused. This temporary measure ensures that industry stakeholders have sufficient time to adjust to the new framework. Economic and workforce impact. Enhancing industry sustainability. The removal of the cap is expected to alleviate operational bottlenecks for fishing companies, ensuring uninterrupted supply chains and improve global competitiveness. Employment statistics. While the policy expands opportunities for foreign workers, 89% of the seafood workforce remains New Zealand citizens or residents, underscoring the industry's ongoing commitment to local employment. Regulatory compliance and employer responsibilities. Employers must continue to uphold New Zealand's robust immigration and labor laws, including ensuring equitable treatment of foreign workers, providing fair wages and working conditions, complying with health and safety regulations aboard fishing vessels. Conclusion. The removal of the annual cap for foreign fishing crew visas represents a pivotal step toward bolstering New Zealand's seafood industry. By addressing labor shortages and enabling greater recruitment flexibility, the government demonstrates its commitment to sustaining one of the nation's most vital economic sectors. This policy adjustment not only supports industry growth but also reinforces New Zealand's reputation as a global leader in seafood exports while maintaining ethical labor practices.